You know, ever since I started working with Windows Workflow Foundation in the very, very early days of .NET 4 before beta and whatnot, people were asking about state machine. What about state machine? When are we going to have this state machine? That's because the previous version of Workflow, WF3, had a state machine, and WF4 did not. I'm happy to say that now we have a state machine. And so in this episode, I'm going to just take you through the beginnings of how do you get this set up on your environment, and then what do you need to do to get going with the hands-on lab. I'm here looking at the blog post I did on the Endpoint blog about state machine. There's several of them, but you'll be able to find what you need. So the first thing you should know is that the state machine is contained in .NET Framework Platform Update 1. And I know what you're thinking is like, what is that? Okay, so what's happening is, you know how we get a new .NET framework every couple of years, right? Well, we decided that it would be great if we could periodically get updates to the .NET framework so we don't have to wait 2 years to get these new stuff, right? So this is the first of the updates to the .NET framework. So what you have to do is get the update. Now, there's two flavors of the update. One includes stuff for Visual Studio and stuff in the .NET framework. That's this first one, design time update. The other one includes just the .NET framework stuff. Now, you don't need both. If you're working on your dev machine where you have Visual Studio, you want to get the design time update. That includes the framework update. If you want to just update a server where you're running state machine, then you can get just the multi-targeting pack for the .NET framework. Okay? So you're going to want to go and get one of these or the other. So when you go to the download center, you get the design time update, you just download it, save it, run it, boom, you know, you're good to go. The installers on these are pretty simple, and once you've gotten that far, then you're in a good place. Now, the other thing you want to look at is the hands-on lab. All right, so we've created a hands-on lab for you. It's the Introduction to State Machine Hands-On Lab. This lab just focuses only on state machine. It doesn't try to explain anything else about workflow. So if you're new to workflow and you haven't done anything, you should do the Introduction to WF4 Hands-On Lab. I have the link right here. Okay, but if you want to just learn about state machine, you want to come and get this lab. So right now I just have C# version of this, so we'll open this lab. Now, what you want to do is extract it to somewhere on your hard drive, right? Let's just put in C lab. Okay, and then I will go over here to C lab, and there's statemachine.hol. Now, in this lab, I have a document file. You want to open the document file. There's a solution folder there. You can open it if you want to, but the MSDN Code Gallery forced me to have a solution folder, so you know, use it if you want to. All right, so when you go into the document will have, of course, the table of contents here. It talks a little bit about what a state machine is. So let me just mention, first of all, Workflow now has three main kinds of control flow, and you can always create your own. The first kind of control flow, sequential, it's really good for just kind of straightforward flowing through things. You can have little while loops and stuff, but that's one way. A flowchart allows you to create a flowchart which has arrows that loop back and all that. And then state machine is an entirely different animal. Now, sequence and flowchart are great for workflows where the workflow's in charge. It's saying what's going to happen and what things get called in what order. State machines are great at reacting to things. When things happen in the outside world and the state machine just doesn't know what order they're going to happen in or anything like that, it just reacts and transitions states. And so one day I walked into a Jack-in-the-Box burger joint, okay? And normally you go into Jack-in-the-Box and you talk to them, you say, I want a cheeseburger, you know, and they make it for you. But this time I walked in and there was a kiosk there with a touchscreen menu, and you placed your own order on the kiosk. And I thought, what a brilliant idea. I love self-service stuff, you know. So I'm placing my order, and the kiosk is very good at, you know, directing the flow and responding to what I want to do. I could back up and change my mind, or and the kiosk could could suggest things, like if they had a special offer on some kind of thing, the kiosk could suggest that. And as I was thinking about this thing, I thought, State Machine would be perfect for this, because you could imagine back at Jack in the Box headquarters that they're dreaming up the next specials, the next menu, the changes they're going to roll out. And you could imagine if you say, we're going to roll out a new promotion, and you have to train hundreds of thousands of workers at all of these restaurants of how to correctly do this promotion, that's pretty difficult. But with the workflow and these kiosks, you could just push down a new workflow definition, just the XAML, and suddenly your kiosk could do all of the new things it needs to do. So that would be pretty cool. So this hands-on lab, what we're going to do is we're going to implement something like that. I decided not to do the burger kiosk, but instead we're going to do an ATM machine. Now, most of us have used ATM machines. I'm sure almost everybody has. And you go and you put your card, you put in your PIN number, and you withdraw cash. And the ATM machine is a unique example of interacting with a person. So it has to flow according to what the person does. And then it also has some things that the ATM does. Like, you know, if you put in your card and you punch in some numbers, but then you stop and you get distracted by your phone or something, after a while, the ATM machine times out and it says, hey, you need more time, or maybe it ejects your card. All of those kind of things happen. So in this lab, we're going to implement an ATM machine. And it's a pretty long lab. There's four exercises. It's about 45 minutes per exercise. And so just the prerequisites, of course, you have to start with Visual Studio 2010 Service Pack 1. Okay. Then you add the multi-targeting pack, and everything is ready to go. So, in the next episode, we're going to pick up with Lab Exercise 1, and we'll start building the state machine.